Adoption of a sustainable land development code is an item before the Santa Fe County Board of Commissioners later today. The draft document includes a growth management element requiring developers to determine whether existing public facilities and services are adequate to support their developments. Commissioners will also consider a resolution supporting legislation to prohibit the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. Santa Fe is becoming the second city in the nation to utilize the so-called LEAD program, or Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Effort. The program targets repeat drug-addicted property crime offenders and offers a wide range of services, including counseling and job training, in an attempt to end the cycle of arrest, release, and rearrest. SFPD spokeswoman Selena Westervelt says the City of Seattle's implementation of LEAD showed potential cost efficiencies for local taxpayers and adds SFPD is giving it a try.
We want to get LEAD going as soon as possible, and we think that the most likely time that we'll get it going is the middle of 2014.
The Santa Fe City Council has provided the LEAD program $300,000 over the next two fiscal years. New Mexico's lottery scholarship is running out of money, and the Martinez administration is asking state lawmakers to use general funded dollars to reinforce the program. State Higher Education Secretary Jose Garcia says the scholarship could be in as much as $20 million short of demand. Thousands of state college and university students statewide take advantage of the program that assists qualifying students with tuition. Martinez administration officials say the state will have nearly $600 million available next fiscal year for statewide capital improvement projects. The so-called PORC projects are funded from general obligation and severance tax funds. Other bond fund sources supply money for improvements to public schools and water projects. Now that Walk Santa Fe's November-long effort to connect the downtown plaza and rail yard for pedestrians with signs and ambassadors is over, the group is compiling data and working on a proposal to be presented to city leaders next year. Caitlin Peer, who's coordinated the Walk effort through Creative Santa Fe, highlights two suggestions.
We're thinking about pushing for some kind of painted path, if not multiple, which is a big push, but we're trying. We're also trying to think about a more efficient ambassador program that could sustain itself over time.
Walk Santa Fe continues to collect feedback, signatures, and testimonials through March. A plan to allow unconstrained public access to the Valles Caldera National Preserve has been shelved for now. The Albuquerque Journal reports that Valles Caldera Trust Board Chairman Kent Salazar made the announcement last week amid concerns that Indian tribes and pueblos weren't consulted on the plan. Salazar says tribal consent, review of endangered species, cultural resources, and habitat protection also needs to be considered before opening up the preserve. Santa Fe weather, mostly sunny today, a high near 29. Tonight, clear, a low around 9. Tomorrow, sunny, and a high near 33. I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR First News.